to CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's primary election is June 28th. Republicans and unaffiliated voters who choose to participate in the GOP primary will pick between very conservative and more moderate candidates for Secretary of State, U.S. Senate, Governor, and key congressional races. Democrats control Colorado's government, and Republicans are hoping to make significant gains in races up and down the ticket. Congress is poised to pass a bill that would expand health benefits to veterans exposed to toxins during their service, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Honoring Our Pact Act would add 23 burn pit and toxic exposure-related conditions to the VA's list of service presumptions. It would also expand VA health care eligibility to post-9/11 combat veterans. Both of Colorado's Democratic senators voted for the bill. Michael Bennett met with a group of veterans who explained how difficult it had been to get health services for a variety of illnesses related to toxic exposure during their service. They said it required years of doctor's notes and often denials. The House passed a version of the bill earlier this year, but the chamber is expected to take up the Senate-passed bill as early as this week. President Biden has also indicated his support for the measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado is offering grant money to help local pools hire more workers for the summer. Pools across the state have had to stay closed or drastically reduce hours in response to a widespread lifeguard shortage. Local leaders can now apply for up to $25,000, which can be used for things like pay raises and signing bonuses. Grant applications are open until next Tuesday. Right now in Boulder, it's 79 degrees and fair. In Grand Junction, it's 88 degrees and clear. This is CPR News.